discovery of London. That's London Walks Distilled. London Walks makes the new familiar, and the familiar new. That's London Walks opened out like the petals of a rose. This is the London Walks podcast. Sure enough, it's a discovery of London that makes the new familiar and the familiar new. Like London Walks, the podcast is a potpourri and a many-stringed instrument. Every day, there's a Today in London History Bulletin. Friday's a doubleheader, the London History Bulletin and the weekly podcast. Everything from interviews to readings by the two London Walks guides who are professional narrators, to Helena Jones's brilliant analyses of famous paintings, to extracts from London Walks tours, to retrospectives and look-aheads. All done to the London Walks gold standard. Take you places you wouldn't have found off your own bat, show you things you wouldn't have seen, tell you things you didn't know. Make the new familiar and the familiar new. Change the way you see London. Okay, that's the ringing of the tocsin and the writing on the greeting card. Let's see what's in the box today. London Calling.
This is the Friday Special London Walks podcast for this week, Friday, February 25th. For it, I thought we'd hear from superstar London Walks guide, Simon Whitehouse. This is a short clip from Simon's virtual tour of one of London's lost rivers, the Westbourne. Simon's pursuit of the Westbourne is one of the episodes in Liquid London, the capital's waterways, the 8-part virtual tour series created by Simon and his colleagues Fiona, Russell, Adam, and Karen. I'm proud as punch that Mary and I have got a little cameo role in this delightful piece. And you'll immediately twig the other reason why this is near and dear to my heart. The Westbourne takes its rise in Hampstead. It's ground I go over every Sunday morning, looking at the Whitestone Pond and making the amazing Constable connection that Simon makes here. And yes, I make the same connection on the walk. It's a revelation, an epiphany, worth the price of admission all by itself. The other reason I've chosen this extract for today's Friday special is Simon and Team London Walks are up for a very important award, the 2022 Tourism Superstar Award. I'm going to be very frank now. We're desperate to win it. It wouldn't just be a great feather in our cap. It would also be a huge morale booster. A morale booster sorely needed, given how storm-battered this little company is. Compliments of 24 months of COVID, 24 months of hemorrhaging red ink, 24 months of wondering if this is ever going to end, and can we survive it? The Superstar Award is a nationwide competition. To win it, we don't just need votes, we need the most votes. And for us, it's very much a David and Goliath battle. Beleaguered little London Walks does not have the firepower of, say, finalist Blenheim Palace. So this is also an ask. Please vote for us. Please vote for Simon and his colleagues. There's a couple of links on the www.walks.com homepage. Just click on either of them. Wait a second or two and the ballot will come up. Put a tick in the circle beside our name, beside London Walks. Hit the Vote Now button and it's a done deed. You've cast your ballot. Wade in to help us out. Many thanks indeed. And on that note, here's Simon.
An equine equivalent of a motorway service station. Now, what does that mean? Well, you can see there are wooden carts there in horses in the pond. Now, if you think about Hampstead, it's right on the top of London. Steep hills going up to the pond and steep hills going down from. So when the Prawl's horses are pulling the carts up to top of the hill, well, of course, they need a rest, yes. They need to drink water. But also, even more importantly, the wheels on the carts which have iron rims, well, in the heat, they expand and they come away from the wooden wheel. And of course, that's dangerous if you're trying to apply the brakes. So if you rest the cart in the water, it then allows the iron rims to contract and makes the cart safe. So it had a kind of twofold purpose. Now, if you take a close look at one of those carts, you might think, hang on a second, looks maybe a bit familiar. Well, this brings us to our painting. This is the Hay Wain by John Constable, painted in 1821. And it's probably the most famous evocation of the English countryside. And for the last 200 years, in fact, up until May last year, art historians and experts have had no doubt that this is a view of the River Stour in Suffolk. And the river, in fact, also forms a boundary in Suffolk between Suffolk and Essex. And on the left is Willie Lott's Cottage, a very famous landmark, which in fact is still visible if you visit the spot today. And we can see the, you know, the cart there in the water, and that's the same purpose, the horses drinking and soaking the wheels. But in fact, we now think that the White Stone Pond in Hampstead is in fact the inspiration for the body of water in the Hay Wain. Now, why do we think that? Because John Constable was not at home in Suffolk when he finished the painting in the summer of 1821. In fact, he was living just 200 metres away from Whitestone Pond in Hampstead. Now, the painting was being completed. Now, it's a very large painting. If you don't know it, it's a six-footer across and it's in the National Gallery. And he had a deadline. He had to get it ready for the summer exhibition at the Royal Academy. Hadn't got time to go back to Suffolk, so he wrote to his apprentice in Suffolk asking for a sketch of a high-sided hay cart. But in fact, if you look closely, the hay cart, it doesn't look anything like a hay cart. It looks actually just like an ordinary, regular wooden cart. But every time he walked from home to Whitestone Pond, he would have seen the wooden carts in the pond with the axles in the water. And what's even more intriguing is that the title of the painting was originally called Landscape Noon. It was only called the Hay Wain by other people after it was exhibited. So there we are. Whitestone Pond, which is effectively the source of the Westbourne, we think also now plays a huge role in what is arguably one of the greatest paintings in the world. All right, good. And that's just another view there across the Whitestone Pond. And in fact, occasionally we still get horses being taken through pond. This was a photograph taken, I think it was last year, marking an anniversary of Hampstead Heath. So we can see household cavalry being driven through the pond. Okay, right. Now, this is linking into that because now we can see another beautiful painting by Constable. And this is an image of the Branch Hill Pond. So where that depression is that I talked about earlier, that is the body of water on the right-hand side painted by Constable. So that is the other source there of the Westbourne River in Hampstead. Okay, so now we're going to use our Google map and we're going to trace our sort of walking route. And as far as possible, the blue dots follow the walking route along the route of the river. Now remember, like the Tyburn, the river is, of course, underground. It's a lost river, so it's virtually impossible to see it, although there are occasional little spots where we can still get echoes of the river, and we have to use the clues with the street names and with buildings and actually the topography of London to follow the street. And as you can see there, Whitestone Pond's at the top, and we sort of come round slightly over to the west, and then we come down. It curves down just here along a very windy road called Frognall. Actually, in Frognall, you can hear the river under the street. And then it runs due west underneath this very busy main road, which is Finchley Road, and it goes all the way down to West Hampstead down here. And we arrive at Messina Avenue. And there we have Messina Avenue in Hampstead. And I wonder if anyone can spot The lady on the right-hand side, in the red coat. Yes, indeed, it's Mary Tucker of London Walks. And indeed, in fact, just to show you how current these virtual tours are, ladies and gentlemen, that photograph was taken just this afternoon by David and Mary, or David of Mary. And in fact, we're outside London Walks headquarters on Messina Avenue in Hampstead. So there you are. If you wanted to write letters, you now know where to write to. But what are we doing? Well, we're looking, in fact, down Messina Avenue. We're in the valley of the Westbourne River, and we're looking down there towards where the river cuts across. Mary and Dave very kindly went out on a little expedition today. And what we're going to do, in fact, is we're going to go from Messina Avenue and we're going to follow the course of the Westbourne all the way down Kingsgate Road. And we're going to head to a little spot there called Kilburn Place. Okay, so here are live models from this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. No expense has been spared. And there is Mary, in fact, standing effectively in the middle of the river. So the road is called Kingsgate, and that is where the river flows underneath the road. So at this point, this is where it's known as the Kilbourne, which, of course, also is the name of the neighbourhood. Again, we know that Bourne means stream, of course. Now, we're not sure about the kiln. We think maybe it's Kyburner, that's Anglo-Saxon, which is royal stream, or possibly Kyneburner, cow's stream. So, you know, possibly it was named after what people saw, you know, maybe cows drinking in the stream. Sometimes it was spelt Kilbourne, but today we know it as Kilburn. But the first recorded Kyneburner name was 1134. So if we carry on, we go down Kingsgate Road, and we're looking south now, and we're literally now following again the river. But actually, if we did a little deviation, we'd come on to West End Lane, which is a very old road indeed. What happens there on West End Lane is you might even notice there's quite a low point in the road before the road starts to climb up. So you can kind of see there that there's definitely that sort of valley. And on the left-hand side is a pub, sadly now closed, which is the Bird in Hand. And there is a sign just through the gateway of the Bird in Hand pub, which tells us that in 1975, that was the height that the water rose to on the evening of the 14th of August 1975, between 5:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. during a violent thunderstorm in which 6.72 inches of rain fell, flooding parts of North London, proving, of course, that you can hide a river, but you can't get rid of it. I think we have somebody. I'm just going to unmute somebody because I can hear some background. Or perhaps
I've just done a bit of muting.
Oh, thank you.
I think we might be good.
That's great. So proving, of course, that you know, you can divert a river underground, but you can never get rid of a river. And when we do have freak rainstorms, of course, we still get flooding. But on we go on our journey. Again, that was all taken this afternoon. Look, gosh, the sunset was beautiful today. Look at the light there on the church. And there we are. And we arrive at Kilburn Place. And here's that woman again. There she is. Yes, she's looking down the drain, and she's found, in fact, the very spot where we can hear the Westbourne River. So let's now play a little video clip here. Hopefully I'll turn the volume up. You can all hear it is rushing along under the drain. And there it is. There's the Westbourne. And in fact, we've got another little clip, which, there we are. So very few places where we can tangibly see and hear the Westbourne River, but there it is at Kilburn Place in West Hampstead. So thank you, David and Mary, for their great efforts in doing their live walkabout today.